Gary Portelli is making notes as he sits there listening on the phone, I reckon. Morning, Gary. How are you?
Morning, mate. You forget I come from Orange, mate. I see all that stuff with my own eyes.
Isn't he a great bloke?
Yeah, mate, legend. Legend out west. They had some great horses when I was out there. Let Down and Buddy, you know, fantastic sprinters and, you know, just great horsemen. You know, you just saw some stuff out there that, you know, with, you know, that's a, they're horsemen. That's the word, you know. You know, born and bred around the animal and can't teach it. They just do it. You know, they're just natural.
I just love characters like him because they're, you know, what you see is what you get. There's no bull dust and they're just honest, as you said, honest horsemen.
Yeah, definitely, mate. That's the bush way, you know, and you know, they just love their trade and you know, they're survivors.
Yep, too right. Now, She Will Reign, lovely trial yesterday behind Super 2, who does go very quick, and you would have been expecting that, and Benny Mellum just sat there rocking on her in second.
Yeah, nice trial, exactly what we were hoping to see. Obviously, you're always never concerned with them, but you don't want to see them put trial poorly, that's for sure, when you're going into a big preparation. But no, she trialled like you'd expect from a horse of her ability.
Now, when you look back at the previous prep, did the Moya pull a bit out of her or not? When she won first up?
I think, mate, the way she recovered after that race, it was pretty evident that something had gone wrong during the race. She coughed for 45 minutes after it. The vets couldn't even swab her after the race because she was just coughing so violently, you know. She obviously wouldn't urinate. She couldn't take a blood because she just was, I was really concerned for her, actually. She coughed so often and so frantically trying to get whatever it was that was caught in the throat out. And so I think that was more the reason. Obviously, if you're running along and you'll think that that day, there was a lot of kickback at Randwick that day. There was a lot of fill. And she was back on the fence and, you know, you're running along at 60 kilometres an hour and you'd imagine that there'd be a lot of dirt flying back in them horses' nostrils. And how it doesn't happen more often is quite surprising. But if you're running along and you get a mouthful of dirt cause in, it goes in your airway.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to pick yourself up off the canvas and try to win a race. She got in, I think she went into self-preservation from there. She just held her ground, was beaten 4.5 lengths. She didn't stop. She just didn't quicken. Yeah. And I reckon that was because she was just, you know, obviously not breathing and getting the big gulps of air in that you need when you're trying to finish off with the best sprinters in Australia. So, you know, beaten 4.5 lengths against them horses, probably not a bad run, even if she didn't suck in some dirt, you know. But anyway, we'll see. Put it behind us, Cozzy. It's all you can do.
Yep. Now, following the trial yesterday, where to? Have you sat down and said, righto, we'll pencil in one for a first up?
Yeah, look, we've had a program set in stone for a fair while, although we did change it slightly. We were going to go around first up in the Rubidoux. But we're now going to go to Warwick Farm on the 10th. There's a three-year-old race there, a $250,000 race for three-year-olds, English sprint. And she gets 54 kilos in that first up. So, yeah, she's well placed there. And then off to the Oakley Plate.
Beautiful. Now, you've got a Secret Lady. Ran a nice race for you on Saturday. How'd she pull up?
Yeah, she's pulled up really well, actually. Just run my over today. She's got back from the Gold Coast early yesterday. And she actually looks fit now. She's a real good doer. And she looks fantastic. She comes through it really well, so much so that I'm actually going to sit down now and see what is available for her. Maybe a lead up to the Blue Diamond might be a race where she can get some black type for the fillies, you know. So important for these fillies. You can see by these yearlings how much they bring. If you get one out of a black type filly, a mare, you can add zeros to the horse. So it's very important for the breeders that we get this black type for these babies, and especially if they're two. So if she's going well enough, I'd certainly look at going to Melbourne. I think that there might be a nice race for her there around Caulfield over 1,100 might suit her.
Now, Gary, you got a couple of babies, haven't raced yet. The trial of one of them, Paped and Black, the other day at Randwick was a lovely trial. Just smoking the pipe out the back. By gee, he let go nicely in the last 100.
Yeah, he's a nice horse, a really nice horse. I bought him over in Western Australia for 40,000 for Magic Millions. And by Patronise. And really liked the way he opened up in the straight. Always shown, he's just a real classy looking animal. He's a great type. I think he's got potential. And the other one, Dio Dioro, is an absolutely magnificent horse from the Derby crew by Medaglia. And he won his trial quite nicely at Warwick Farm. But I just feel that he might be a horse that's going to be a lot better next campaign.
Mm.
But he's ready to race. And I always say when they're ready to race, you race them because you just never know what's down the track.
No, you do not know what's around the corner, do you? But both those, patronised that horse in particular, Patron Black, he was impressed with the way he let go of the last 100. The other horse looked sort of just, it was just a really good solid trial, Deodoro, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly. You described it perfectly.
Yeah.
He went nicely because he's an improver, Deodoro. He's a horse that sort of just keeps getting better with every gallop, and he's just that sort of on an upward spiral where the other fellas always showed plenty, a couple of issues with his shins early on.
Mm.
But just like the way, once he got clear in that trial at Randwick, he lengthened stride and was going through the line. And it'd be an interesting race. You know, every horse now from here on is on trial for a slipper program. Obviously, so there's no average race anywhere. You could run into the slipper winner on Saturday. Who knows?
Yeah, exactly. Gary, good to catch up. Good luck with them all, mate. Good luck with Sheewell Rabe. Exciting to see you back at the track too.
Yeah, thanks, mate.